The Highway 99 tunneling project in Seattle is still going nowhere fast. We're going to get the latest on what's causing the delays on that project with KPLU's Gabriel Spitzer. Gabriel, what is the latest?
Hi, Dave. Well, basically, we heard today from the two parties, the two main parties here, the Washington Department of Transportation and Seattle Tunnel Partners, which is the private company contracted to build and execute the big dig. No pun intended. And what we saw today were not a lot of new facts, but a lot of differing interpretations, let's say, of what has gone wrong, and clearly some tensions and disagreements between the state and the contract. And a lot of this, I think, is looking forward to, perhaps jockeying for who might be on the hook for any potential cost overruns, or at the very least, political blowback over delays on the project.
And, is there still any definitive word on exactly what caused the machine to stall out underneath Seattle? I mean, first it was this big pipe that they blame for stalling it, then maybe some rocks or things that were stuck in the blades. And now it does appear that the machine is broken down, the seals are broken around the main bearing. At least that was the last story I heard.
That's right. And what we heard latest from the Washington Department of Transportation was that they believe now very strongly and in no uncertain terms that it was not that pipe, that there was not an obstruction of any kind, and that they point the finger perhaps at these seals and the high temperature readings that they got. Basically the thing was overheating. Now, today we found out that Seattle Tunnel Partners, the contractor that owns the machine, does not agree with that and has not, as they put it, have not ruled out the steel pipe being behind some of the problems. And the sort of scenario that they painted was the pipe, there's this cutting face that turns, and on that cutting face there's a bunch of teeth. They're called cutting tools, and that loosens up the dirt. The thing kind of gets sucked through the machine. Well, they say the pipe could have potentially sheared off all these cutting tools, leaving basically a flat disc spinning against hard dirt. That could have caused it to overheat, which could have caused the bearing, which is like the axle inside, to overheat. Maybe that's behind what broke the seals. It's a whole chain of events that goes back, in fact, to that steel pipe, whereas the state has essentially, they say, ruled that out. So that could have implications down the line for who is on the hook, because it was the state that stuck the pipe there in the first place. Although the state still maintains, even if that was the case, it would be the contractor who was responsible for paying any cost overruns resulting from it.
All right, thank you very much, KPLU's Gabriel Spitzer. I'm Dave Meyer.
Support for NPR comes from the Wallace Foundation, a source of ideas for improving education and enrichment for children both in and out of school, at wallacefoundation.org.
It's 3:35 on 88.5 KPLU.